Hello, this is David Wilson and I'm representing TAFE Media from the Ultimo TAFE campus in Sydney. Today I am with Faye Major, Paul Moulds, and yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you once again after all these years, Paul.
Thank you, David. It's great to see you too and to see how your life has progressed and now you're telling the story. You used to be living the story, now you're actually telling the story.
I know, it's unbelievable how, you know, miracles happen every day and to be able to look back at the Absolutely. Last 10, 15, 20 years to where I was and where I am now, it's a massive change and you know, I do truly believe that miracles can happen.
Well, I agree, David, and for me too, that's been my experience of life. Years ago when we met each other, we met in the inner city when I was running a youth homelessness refuge, dealing with all sorts of people.
Yes.
And one of the things I noticed then was so many of the young people who came as is in the city needing help, actually originated in Western Sydney. And they'd got in trouble out here, they'd run out of resources, and they ended up in the city. Yeah. And, you know, back then I dreamed that one day I could come to Western Sydney and build something here, because I felt a little bit like the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff, and I thought we should be out here doing work before they have to, you know, in the inner city there was drug running, there was crime, there was so much problems they faced. And out here we had that opportunity to do early intervention. So at the end of my career now, years later, I'm actually building a new project in Western Sydney, in Mount Druitt.
Yes.
Actually, so many of the kids came from Mount Druitt, so many Indigenous young people, because in Western Sydney, the Indigenous population in Mount Druitt, which is about 13,000 people, 2770 suburb, is actually about 12% of the population. In New South Wales, it's about 3 or 4%. So it's a huge amount of Indigenous disadvantage and youth out here.
Yes.
And we're trying to do something about it.
Wow, that's such a powerful ministry and, you know, testimonial as far as your work, your own personal work, and just as far as, like, where things have led, you know, in those years, in the last 20 years or so since I've known you. And I would love to know, what does reconciliation mean for you personally, and what does it mean for
the way we're doing
the way you do your work
Absolutely.
Here?
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, David, that is such an important question, particularly on this week, which is Reconciliation Week, to reflect on how we deliver our services and what we're doing. You know, we can't be thinking we're the experts. We can't be bringing all this white man's knowledge, all of this academic stuff, and just imposing it on people. The biggest thing about reconciliation that I've discovered is recognising, firstly, that there is a history and a story, that there are reasons why people are distrustful. There are reasons why their lives are filled with trauma, and they face huge specialised problems that maybe the other community doesn't face. And if you look at the history of Australia-white relationships, you see there is a need for us to walk a path of reconciliation, not just to come out saying, we're the experts, you've got all these problems in the community, and we're going to impose these solutions on you. It does not work. And so for me, reconciliation is listening. It's walking alongside. It's not coming out as the expert. Look, sure, I've got a degree in social work. I've got years of experience. But out here now, we are sitting, they call it yarning, you know, sitting in the dirt with people. In fact, we've got a centre in Lethbridge Park, 2770 suburb. We've created a yarning circle in our backyard there.
Wow.
Because we invite the community in and we listen. We listen and say, what are your solutions to your community's problems?
Yes.
We recognise that we've been part of the problem. Now we want to be part of the solution. But you tell us what is the journey ahead, and let's walk it together. Sure, we've got resources. Sure, we've got rooms you can have. We've got vehicles that we can use, and we can bring them, but you dictate what are the priorities for your community.
Yeah, wow. Wow, that's, you know, it goes a long way when people are heard, doesn't it? You know,
absolutely.
Like, and a lot of the time when people are going through challenges and hurdles or whatever obstacles they might be going through at the time, it's, you know, like, all they want basically is to be heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to be recognised.
Yes, absolutely.
I know, having gone through my own journey, identity, having one's own identity, discovering who one is, is the beginning of stability, of security, and creating or forging a future for oneself. And so,
and to help people do that is number one, is creating a safe place, creating a place where people can come, they can truly express themselves and be themselves, and then anything is possible after that. You know, it's true that Australia has poured billions of dollars into Indigenous issues over the last decades, and without a lot of success. And largely, I think it's because we've tried to do things for people rather than do things with people. And I hope that that's changing. I mean, part of the call for a voice was so you can hear us, and that got rejected. But hopefully, even though the voice isn't there, there are other ways. And certainly as service providers and as people seeking to do reconciliation and be truly involved in that work, it all starts, whether there's a voice or not a voice, with hearing the voice of the people in your community. It may not be sitting in Canberra now, but you can still do that, and you could listen to the voices of the Indigenous community. As you said, listening first, being heard, knowing, feeling safe to be your true identity, all that's where it starts. And then you'd build the programs after that.
You know, we've got a long way to go in as far as reconciliation is concerned in Australia within our culture. But, you know, it's started. It has begun, the journey. And
the fact that we've got a Reconciliation Week is at least a recognition that we need to do it differently and we need to do it better, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So it's great that you're getting the message out on Reconciliation Week.
You know, I appreciate your time and your generosity of the value that you bring to the general community and the wider community at large. And, I think on behalf of TAFE Media and the campus there at Ultimo, we are very, very much thankful and full of gratitude for the time that you've given us today.
And the final thing I'd say, David, is little things make a difference. So we're just building a new building here at St. Mary's, and deliberately there's been Indigenous issues put in here. And I'll take a few, we'll do some photos and show you those symbols. So people, when they walk in this building, feel, I'm welcome here. My culture is recognised. My identity is valued. And so you'll see Indigenous flags. You'll see Indigenous artwork. You'll see Indigenous hope messages. You'll see a special room for Indigenous counselling. And that is about people being recognised, being valued, and their identity being made to feel important. It can start with simple things like that.
I appreciate your time.
Pleasure.
And I'm hoping that the people who also have the time to listen to this interview will be inspired, will feel encouraged, and will hopefully go out there and make a small difference in somebody else's life, and recognize that although we might all come from different backgrounds and have different experiences, we all breathe the same air, we all eat food, we all have desires of purpose, and
We all bleed the same red blood.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
underneath
my friend.
It all, we're all humans.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.